T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Speaking with Dr. Siegfried Mayer, veterinarian at the Metairie Small Animal Hospital. And Dr. Mayer, I'm seeing that U.S. pet owners are increasingly feeding fresh foods to their dogs and cats, getting away from the dry dog food, canned foods and the like, feeding them now things like diced chicken and sweet potatoes and spinach. Oh, what's your take on this trend?
I think a lot of that has to do with the negative things that have happened with the pet food industry in general there. You know, frankly, we've seen a lot of players kind of come and go. We've seen a lot of trends come and go. You know, a classic example of, you know, using caution with the new foods is, you know, the grain-free diets that were highly publicized. Well, it became evident that in certain breeds, this can actually induce what's called a cardiomyopathy. So you have to be real careful about what you feed your pet. And I think most veterinarians are going to be familiar with most of the foods out there, and that would be a good place to start.
Hey, I'm saying that a number of veterinarians are questioning this trend. The established pet food companies are backed by decades of research, and the verdict apparently is still out on fresh food?
Well, and that's debatable because, I mean, a lot of times in a lot of parts of the world, fresh food is what's fed to dogs in third world countries and what have you. And, you know, what we try to do really as the food industry tries to do is, of course, promote complete and balanced diets. And I think, like I said, historically, they've done a very good job of that. I think, you know, it's a situation where, you know, people always like to try new things. And my biggest concern about it, frankly, is, you know, it's subject to all the, you know, issues we have with fresh food too. You know, you all the salmonella and E. coli and all the contamination that you deal with in meats and spinaches and then, you know, chicken specifically and ground beef and things of that nature. Well, that doesn't change as far as pet food is concerned there. So, you know, if you ask me personally, do I see more issues with fresh pet food than with the conventional types of food? The answer to that is yes. We see more GI issues with it, you know, vomiting, diarrhea, or intolerance. But, you know, the same can be said, you know, of actually feeding your pet the wrong type of table food, too. So you have to, you know, be cognizant of what you feed your pet. And, again, that warrants a discussion with your veterinarian.
Yeah. I'm looking at U.S. sales of fresh pet food in groceries and pet stores jumped 70% to $546 million between 2015 and 2018. So it looks to be a growing trend.
Yeah, and again, maybe nationally it is. I'm just speaking from locally what I see with my clients and the ones who actually, you know, request information on that. You know, I pretty much let them know that it's their choice on what to feed. But, you know, would I feed my dog that? And the answer is no. You know, and it's only because I see the flip side where I see the GI issues. I don't know how many animals out there are eating fresh pet, but when they come across the table in the exam, that's one of the questions we ask is what they're feeding their pet. And, you know, if we see GI issues associated with that, you know, we notice that with increased frequency. And again, that's not a knock on the product. I think you just need to be careful with it, you know.
Okay. Mentioning grocery stores, I see they have like these refrigerators now with, you know, pet food in them. I never really looked to see what's there, but is that the kind of fresh food thing we're talking about too?
Yes, sir. Yeah, exactly. And you know, it definitely gets the nod on palatability. Like if you would feed your dog the same food every day and then you offered it a piece of meat or something like, you know, green beans or something of that nature, which should be okay with them, you know, a dog that's used to eating a certain thing is, you know, might have an intolerance to a new type of food that's being introduced, you know. And there's absolutely no question that, you know, the way we've been feeding dogs over the decades has actually influenced how they react, you know, with their GI tracts too. That's pretty well established. So again, anytime you introduce a new trend, we expect to see new issues happen with it.
All right, sir. Anything else of interest I ought to pass along?
Yeah, I think, I think the main thing is that, make sure, if it is a fresh type of product that people understand that it goes through the same process as our fresh foods go. And number one, it's not necessarily a better type of food for your pet, even though they may eat it better, And without question, too, certain animals, they have food allergies and may not be able to consume commercial types of food, either need, some type of prescription diet or, I tell people often to cook for their pets, that have that have pet allergies. But again, I'm advising them as far as how to formulate that. So I would hope that the fresh pet industry is doing the same thing.
All right, sir. Dr. Myers, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, and you take care.
Have a good
All
day.
Right.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.